Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here with some advice on healthy living. It's not true that pruning back crepe myrtles in the winter increases flower production the next year. This hacking back actually creates less flower production because the plant tries to make up the growth that's been cut away first before setting any new buds and flowers. Crepe myrtles are great ornamental plants for use in much of the country, even though they hail from Asia. But they have some issues. I have for years advised against the pruning of these ornamental trees and was one of the first to give the advice of no pruning at all, even the tips and the seed pods. Years ago, a listener mentioned that small birds like to eat the crepe myrtle seed. She was right. We need to continue to educate landscapers and gardeners to stop dehorning the tops of plants. But what's more important to the long-term health of the trees is to get the soil and the mulch off the bases of the trees. Crepe myrtles have large, naturally beautiful trunk flares that expand into aprons with age. Almost all crepe myrtles are planted too deep in the nursery containers and then planted too deeply in the ground on the site. For all your gardening and natural health questions or to join the Organic Club of America, visit DirtDoctor.com or our Facebook page for help and tune into my talk show this and every weekend. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens.